The Gemara Daf Ches Amud Beis is masbir the Mishnah that says you're not allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed. The reason is because of the klal of in ma'arbev and simcha b'simcha. You're not allowed to mix in a simcha of some other type of simcha together with the simcha of Yom Tov or the simcha of Chol HaMoed. Based upon this, the Karnayer over here asks a fascinating question. He says, it's lefi this, it's tzarichin, the whole concept that we have, that we celebrate Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres. This is Takanas HaKad Mainim, as he says it. That Simchas Torah, the way we're misaim the Torah, we're misamech with the Torah, and Shmini Atzeres, l'chor, that should be a problem of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. There's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, mitzvah of the Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres. How can they be misakin another Simcha, Simcha V'Siyam, of finishing the Torah on Shmini Atzeres, l'chor, that should be a problem Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. And he just, to be mocked him, what's he going to do with it? Simchas Torah is not part of the Yom Tov D'Oraisa, not part of Shmini Atzeres. It's a much later takana, which was nischadish later on. What right did they have to do then on Shmini Atzeres to take away, to be ma'arbev with the Simcha of Yom Tov? So he wants to prove from here that when it comes to the suit of a Siyim, there is no problem in ma'arbev Simcha b'Simcha. For some reason, that does not go into ma'arbev Simcha b'Simcha. And he says from here, you can learn out halacha l'maisa, that you're allowed to make a Siyim Masachta and Chalamite. You don't have to worry about being ma'arbev Simcha b'Simcha, because by suit of Siyim Masachta, there's no problem of ma'arbev Simcha b'Simcha. We learn that out from the fact that we make a Siyim on the Torah on Shmini Atzeres. Now, Lulei Dvarav, I would say that L'chai the Kasha is not such a Kasha, and maybe there's not even a Raya from here to making a Siyim on Chalamite. Because Bamas, we have to understand what's the pshat that the Chazal are misakin, that the Kadmonim are misakin to be misayim the Torah on Shmini Atzeres. Why is that the day that was nikkavet to be the day of Simchas Torah? Right? It's not a coincidence that they could have picked any day. Why dafka Shmini Atzeres? What's the pshat in that? And b'makdam, another kasha that Emek Bracha asks. Emek Bracha asks a similar kasha to the Karen Ara, that we focus so much on the Simcha of Torah and Shmini Atzeres, and we don't focus so much on Simchas Yom Tov. L'chor, being mimayed in Simchas Yom Tov, we're taken away from the Simchas Yom Tov. We should make sure to focus more on Simchas Yom Tov, and we can't be mesamech so much with the Torah at the expense of Simchas Yom Tov. That's his Ara in Emek Bracha on page Kuf Ches. So what's the pshat over here? What's this inin? Why were they misakin Simchas Torah and Shmini Atzeres? And how do we take away from Simchas Yom Tov? How we ma'arbev Simcha b'Simcha? So I think the Hasbara is like this. What's the aside of Shmini Atzeres? What's the aside of the Yom Tov? The Gemara says in Sukkah and Daphne, hey, that this is the Yom Tov of Osali Sudak Tana. It's the day when there's one Suda between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The whole Yom Tov of Chol HaMoed, of Sukkah is Chol HaMoed, and in the first days is not just miyuchad for Klai Yisrael, it's also for Umas Ha'ilam, or being the parim for the Umas Ha'ilam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says on the last day, this is a day when I want to have a special suda between me and you. It shows a special relationship, the special dvekas between Klai Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shmini Atzeres is all about. Also, the Gemara says it's a kasha like pridaskam. It's hard for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to see us leaving, so we have a special suda to keep that connection together. So it's a Yom Tov when we celebrate our dvekas with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we celebrate the Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How do we become Dovek and HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Torah says, as M'chaim V'lashner, is Ma'arech and Nefesh HaChaim, that comes through Torah. Torah is the way that we are able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the deepest level. The greatest level of Dveikus that we can have comes through Limud HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. And therefore, the way we celebrate the Yom Tov Shmini Atzeres, that Dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Suda Ketana, is through Torah, through the Limud HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. So that's why it became the Minig, to be misayim the Torah, be misamech in the Torah on Shmini Atzeres, because that's goof of the way that we're mekayim our the inyan of Shmini Atzeres, the mehos hayoyim, which is celebrating that dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how the Bedavka did it on Shmini Atzeres. And I think lefi that it's pasha that the Emek Bracha's kasha is not a kasha, because we're not being mimayed by simchas from Simchas Yom Tov by being misamech with the Torah, but it's really hainu hach. It's one thing. The simcha of the Torah is good for the simcha Shmini Atzeres. That's the way we celebrate our dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by misamech in the Torah. So it is good for a kiyum of the Simchas Yom Tov. And I think that would answer the Karanar's kasha as well. The Karanar is asking that, why? How is a mutter to make a siyum? L'chor, it's a problem. Ain't ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. How can it be ma'arvim simcha satar with Shmini Atzeres? Tzara says no. It's kulacha the simcha. It's one simcha. It's not an irbav of simcha b'simcha. The simcha that we're having with Atzeres, that's gufa akim of the simcha of Yom Tov, the simcha Shmini Atzeres. We're celebrating that dveikus b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes through the Tzara. So it's one big simcha. It's haynu hach, and there's no issue over of ain't ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. So l'fi that, l'chor, the Karanar is raya. You can make a siyum during Chol HaMoed. It wouldn't be a raya, because there's no raya from here that a siyum masechta is a mufka from the halacha of ein ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. L'olam, there could be a problem ein ma'arvim simcha b'simcha. It just happens to me that the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres is gufa Yom Tov of celebrating the simchas hatara, the siyum hatara, which brings about the dveikus with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the mahus hayayim of Shmini Atzeres. But on a random day of Chol HaMoed, to make a siyum masechta, you don't have a raya that it's mutter. Obviously, the Minhag Olam is to be meiko. We hold it's mutter for other reasons. I'm just saying that from here, from simchas hatara, would not be a raya to the din on Cholamayim. So that I think would be a teretz to the Emek Bracha and the Kanaris Kashas over here, and I think it would also be Miyasha, but everyone's bothered. We HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we have Shmini Atzeres because Kasher Lo Pridaschem. It's hard for me to see you go, so let's have another day where we come together, Surah Ktana, to make it easier. The Prater should be easier. And the question is, what does it help? You push it off another day, Vaita, there's going to be a Prater the next day. So what did you accomplish? There's always going to be a Prater. And the Teretz is that being that the Mahus of the Yom Tov of Simcha of Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah is a Dveikus, and that Dveikus comes about through Torah, the Simchas HaTorah. Once you introduce Torah, then there's no Prater. You never have to be Nifrid. That's a Dveikus that we could keep with us the whole time. And therefore, the Sudak Tana, this Dveikus, which is Nischadish through Limud HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah, is something we could keep with us the whole year. So in a sense, the Prater never really happens. That, I think, is the side of the Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. That's why Simchas Torah comes together. Not only is it not a Stira, not only is it not a Irba of a Simcha B'Simcha, but it's really Kulacha to Simcha. It's all one Simcha, the Simcha of Dveikus Bakadosh Baruch Hu, and the Simcha of the Torah is really Hainuach.